Mom's Life.
Hello, hello everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to our Christmas edition of It's a Mom's Life.
This week, we will be taking a look at interesting Christmas traditions.
Yes. So the first one, so, you know, we love Christmas and Christmas is fun and stuff. So, and you know, it's about Jesus and you just get to spend time with family and go to church and sing nice songs and praise him. It's just awesome.
Hallelujah.
Should be all year. Christmas should be all year. But there's some things, you know, in the Christmas tradition. So this is not Christianity. This is just a traditional holiday. It's got nothing to do, set in stone as to the Bible says this. It's just certain things that people do. And everyone has their own, you know, Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
So this one is Christmas trees were first used by ancient Egyptians and Romans. Now, I know that a lot of Christians don't believe in Christmas trees. And I'm not like a person that's like, listen, a Christmas tree is like out of the Bible and must, no, it's just pretty and it looks great. And like, we are reminded that it's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Bring the outside in. So please don't get all religious on us here. But the origin of the use of Christmas trees goes way back to ancient Egyptians and Romans. They used evergreen trees like fir or pine trees, wreaths and garlands. And the use of modern Christmas trees started in Germany in the 16th century, right? All the way back in the 16th century. Instead of the glitzy decorations, now listen to this, that we see on them today, they were decorated with They were decorated with fruits and nuts. That sounds yummy.
Okay.
We bet you didn't know this interesting fact about Christmas trees, right? So it wasn't tinsel and balls. It was fruits and nuts, and they probably ate it.
I was thinking that. I mean, can you imagine everyone gathering around the Christmas tree to just, you know, pick some fruits and nuts?
Such a good idea,
though.
That's
actually very nice.
Yeah.
The next one is Santa Claus did not always dress up in red clothes. Can you believe it? Santa Claus initially wore clothes that were green, purple, or blue.
Yeah.
For many years, this was the common theme for the jolly old men at the North Pole. However, Coca-Cola decided to dress him up in colors that match their brand, which I didn't know this, but I thought, oh, okay, that's what they did. And that got stuck. So this is why it's always, you know, you see the man with the red clothes now.
I'm going to go Google Santa Claus in, like, long time ago. I want to see what it looks like.
Like, I can't imagine him not wearing red.
Yeah, has Coca-Cola really been around for that long?
Yeah, I know it has, but for the fact that they hijacked Santa clothes, whatever, his clothing, it's like, okay, you think you're powerful, Coca-Cola.
Right? So the next one is the Christmas wreath is a symbol of love and eternal life. The Christmas wreath is representative of the crown of thorns that Jesus wore. Now, this is not biblical, so it's not in the Bible saying you must put a Christmas wreath. It's obviously something that someone did as a tradition. Eventually, the colors of Christmas, red, green, and gold, were added. Red is said to represent the blood of Jesus. Green is supposed to be a symbol of symbolized life. And gold stands for royalty and light. And the evergreen foliage used to make Christmas wreaths symbolizes the continuity of life and nature, even in the darkest days of winter. So it's very sweet. Again, it's not biblical, but you know, someone decided that they're going to do this to represent Jesus in Christmas.
That's awesome. That's one thing I like, you know, about Christmas time. Even though people like all this whole, you know, theology and it's not the date, it doesn't matter because Jesus was born. And if we can celebrate that as Christians, we need to celebrate that. It's not about, you know, the actual, it's not the 25th, it was actually October. It's who cares? So I love that the red color symbolizes the blood of Jesus. So you can make it meaningful, even though other people say Christmas and they can do whatever they want, but we know that we're celebrating Jesus and his birth. So I thought that was awesome. The next one is, I don't understand. You will hear why I'm saying that just now. There's a certain respect for spider webs in Poland. Spider webs. Did you know that spider webs or spiders are considered signs of good spirits during Christmas?
No.
In Poland, of course, people believe that spider wove the blanket for baby Jesus. Since then, people believed in good luck and good spirits whenever they see a spider in their houses. I don't think that's amazing. Because
me neither. I'm like that's just weird. Okay, that's like there I can get religious. Like, what the heck? So you telling me baby Jesus is sitting in a spider web? Have you lost your mind? People, like, why would the mother do that? Why would Mary do that? That's just crazy. No. Okay, no. That's crazy.
Oh, that one was very interesting.
An idea that took off, Christmas crackers were first started by Tom Smith in London after he visited France and left their almond wrapped in beautiful paper. It was called a bonbon. So your Christmas crackers were actually bonbons at first. He tried to replicate this in England by adding sweets and pretty quotes, but the plan didn't work out. Then he came up with the idea of pulling apart a cracker and having toys and savouries come out. Well, there you go. There's an idea. This idea took off, and since then it has been a popular Christmas celebration item used in every household and Christmas party. Wow, he made his money, man.
Right.
Up until today.
People are smart out there. The last but not least, the traditional Christmas meal is not what you think it is. Okay, I'm scared. The traditional Christmas meal in England before, you know, turkey became the obvious choice of food for the holidays was a pig's head covered with mustard.
Wow.
What? Okay. All right. What is that?
That's nasty.
That doesn't even... Pig's head, yes. I would enjoy, but not anymore because... The older you get allergies, apparently. But with mustard, it's like, what are we doing? But anyway, that's what it
pig's
is.
Pig's head. No, that's fine, thank you. I don't want to see the actual, like, look into its eyes. That's just weird. That's why they cut off chickens' heads. So you don't have to look into their eyes.
We're going to end off with this wonderful verse from Isaiah 9, verse 6. And it reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Amen.
What an amazing word.
Yeah, that's definitely a reminder just to, you know, doesn't matter what your tradition is, doesn't matter if you go to family, doesn't matter if you stay at home. There's one thing that doesn't change, and that it is about Jesus.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what day it really was on. It's about Jesus.
Absolutely.
Just like every day should be. So, yes, we hope you had an incredible Christmas.
Right.
And we will see you in the new year. It's coming on us fast. So make sure you check us out on Facebook. And, that's it from myself and Tandor on It's a Mom's Life. Live, laugh, and love here on Active FM. Bye.
What's Active FM without your favorite presenters? Yes, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle from What's the Topic, right here on Active FM, dropping by to wish you a happy new year. Yes, this is your year to shine. Peace out and God bless. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I found love here. It's stronger than my fear. Lights up the darkness and shadows disappear. And you're a fire that's burning in my soul. I gotta let go and give you all control. And I'm gonna give you praise. I'm gonna send my song, sing to the one above. And I'm not gonna hold it back, not gonna keep it in.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.